to work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
We want to update you right now on an incredible story involving a guy from our area, Darren Miller from Delmont, who took a little swim this morning.
He's the first person in the world to swim the Strait of Gibraltar, and he joins us live. He just completed it moments ago. Darren, good morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
How was the swim?
Absolutely beautiful. I will say that, though, that there actually have been a couple hundred people that have swum it, but it was definitely just an amazing experience. We did it with a team coming from all over the world. We came together. Four of us did it together, and just a great experience. And it's one more on the notch of seven that I'm trying to complete to raise money for the Forever Fund at the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. And just an absolutely amazing experience today. Very beautiful outside. Seeing the Rock of Gibraltar and swimming up to the beaches of Africa was quite an interesting experience.
All right. How many miles is that?
This swim was about 12 and a half miles.
Are you crazy?
Oh, crazy to help kids. But what, no, it really
that's,
is.
I mean, that's incredible. 12 and a half miles, and that's some of the most dangerous waters crossing through there.
And yeah, and the way you're talking about it, you make it sound like it was no big deal. I mean, how difficult of a physical task was this?
Well, this swim was, again, number four on the list of seven. This swim came after three swims, the English Channel, the Catalina Channel, and the Molokai Channel in Hawaii. And this is number four. So this one is actually out of the seven. It is one of the shorter of the seven compared to the Hawaiian Channel. Was actually 27 miles that we completed back in October. So, but again, it's just a very difficult swim. And the fact it was very cold. This water was actually only about 58 degrees, which is about the equivalent of taking a cold shower. And, you know, it took us about just under shy of 4 hours to complete, which, again, was just a great experience. But I think, again, leaving Spain and not really having being able to communicate that well with some of the people and getting over there. And just as we're about to climb the rock on the African Northern African shore, we were approached by Moroccan authorities thinking we were drug smugglers. And we actually, thank God we had our passports that we were able to show them.
Where'd you put them? Where'd you put your passport? In your Speedo?
Well, we had them on the boat. We did have them on the boat. So our pilot.
You have a chase boat. Okay.
Now, explain the Forever Fund. Explain the Forever Fund for us, Darren, so that people understand why you're raising this money.
Sure, absolutely. The Forever Fund was started in December of 2009 by my friend Kathy Cartier-Mel and myself prior to our July 2010 English Channel swim. She had privately funded my trip over there to raise money in honor for Father Anthony Cartier. And the fund is at Children's Hospital. It's called the Forever Fund, and it actually benefits the families of the children at the infant cardiothoracic ward at the hospital. So our donations, 100% of our donations go back to the Forever Fund. I'm privately sponsored by Trustmont Financial Group out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. So basically they pay for all the costs, and any dollar that we bring in through our website goes right back to the Forever Fund, 100%. So it's a great charity, a great fund. And again, it goes to really help pay the smaller expenses such as gasoline, prescription costs, maybe food, night on the town for the parents while they're, you know, focusing on their child who's sick. You know, so that's what our fund goes toward. And like I said, we've been at it for 2.5 years now, and just really excited to see where it goes from here.
All right, it's Darren-Miller.com if you'd like to make a donation and find out more about Mr. Miller, who works for PNC Bank. Darren, we'll let you dry off. Maybe we can catch up again. You want to be the first in the world to swim the Ocean Seven, right?
Yeah, that would be the first, exactly. So between myself and there's probably about a dozen front runners around the world that are going for this, and right now this is number four. Number five will be in Japan in July, and two more next year in Ireland and New Zealand.
Well, Darren, congratulations. Be safe, and we'll catch you soon.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Darren Miller of Delmont. Just swam from Spain to Africa.
You realize that we just talked to him on a cell phone from the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, and it was crystal clear, but we couldn't talk to Robert Pangino in Newcastle.
Don't say it.